No one is more aware of the stigma attached to psychedelics than Rick Doblin, the director of the Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies, or MAPS. It's a drug development firm that funds FDA-approved clinical trials into the potential therapeutic uses of psychedelics. Doblin says the virtual blackout on research that resulted from aggressive federal drug control policies in the 1960s finally began to ease in 1990, when new regulators at the FDA decided to take a fresh look at psychedelic drugs.
And they decided that they would put science over politics and permit research to go forward. They were willing to acknowledge that these drugs could be administered in a safe enough context and that there were promising hints of potential benefits and therapeutic uses. Today, there's more psychedelic research taking place than at any time in the last 40 years.
One especially active focus of FDA-approved research has involved MDMA, also known as ecstasy. This potent drug is being studied for its potential therapeutic value for sex abuse victims and combat veterans suffering from chronic, treatment-resistant post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. Dr. Michael Mithofer, a leading researcher in this area, conducted small FDA-approved clinical trials using MDMA and a placebo. He found that the drug, when administered in tandem with psychotherapy, could help patients more easily recall traumatic but long-buried memories.
So what we're seeing with the MDMA is that it seems to allow people to access the trauma, revisit it with a sense that they're not going to be overwhelmed by the fear and anxiety, but at the same time, helps them to overcome whatever emotional numbing they may have so that they can connect with the emotions and process the trauma that way.
2 months after their sessions, 83% of the subjects who had been given MDA had significantly fewer PTSD symptoms, or none at all, while only 25% of subjects in the placebo group showed such improvements. And the benefits lasted more than 3 years. Other psychedelic drugs are also showing clinical possibilities. For example, University of San Diego researcher Thomas Brown has found that a plant-derived psychedelic called ibogaine can help reduce withdrawal symptoms and cravings in heroin and methadone addicts. In another study, UCLA researchers reported that the psychedelic compound psilocybin, found naturally in certain mushrooms, can ease end-of-life anxiety in cancer patients when administered in carefully controlled and monitored sessions. Similar clinical studies are underway at New York University, at Johns Hopkins University, at Harvard, and elsewhere. The word psychedelic literally means mind manifesting. Psychologist Neil Goldsmith is the author of Psychedelic Healing, a survey of the many uses that have been found for these powerful psychoactive drugs. He says some psychedelics have proved helpful in couples therapy and as aids to meditation and other spiritual practices.
All of those applications have one thing in common. It's a sense of seeing yourself, not for the first time, but again. From my perspective, psychedelics bring us awareness that our deepest, truest nature is healthy, whole, perfect, loving. So it's a very interesting time now where we're rediscovering our spiritual natures through a scientific method.
The link between psychedelics and spirituality has been of special interest to Roland Griffiths, a behavioral biologist at Johns Hopkins University. In two FDA-approved experiments, his research team gave large doses of psilocybin to carefully screened volunteers. They were placed in a pleasant, home-like laboratory environment, outfitted with eye shades to avoid distractions, and given headphones through which they could listen to music. Griffiths wanted to see if the psilocybin could induce spiritual experiences similar to those mystics have reported as a natural result of meditation and prayer. Griffiths says that in almost every case, the psychedelic triggered a profound sense of spirituality.
That is an experience of the interconnectedness of all peoples, an experience that's permeated with a sense of the sacred, a sense of heart opening or infinite love, a collapse of time and space, and perhaps most importantly, a sense that the experience is more real and more true than everyday waking consciousness. There's an authenticity to these types of experiences that make them incredibly salient, even a year later, to people.
Griffiths acknowledges that some people do not respond well to psychedelic drugs. Fear and confusion, coupled with physical discomfort, dizziness, or nausea, can create an unpleasant, even terrifying experience. Griffiths doesn't advocate the unsupervised use of these powerful drugs, but he believes that in the hands of properly trained professionals, psychedelics are a valuable and still largely unexplored tool for healing and understanding the human mind. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.